Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues and events facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of one of those entrepreneurial companies, Accessible Diagnostics, and he also runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he is right now. John, welcome.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
You know, Mike, last week there was a really interesting presentation by Prisma. And that might be a new name to a bunch of people in South Carolina. That is the merger of Palmetto Health and Greenville Health System. And they have an innovation group, and they made what they called a reverse pitch. Now, you might remember from some of the InnoVenture conferences we used to do that big companies would kind of pitch their ideas out to the audience to bring them ideas they were interested in. Remember that?
Yeah, not your normal pitch where the small guys are trying to get the big guys or the venture capitalists interested. It's the large companies that are telling everybody what they are looking for in the way of innovation.
Exactly, and so that's what Prisma did. They have a process that they want to engage with entrepreneurial companies, and I thought it'd be interesting to walk through, one, for people who might be interested in connecting with them in healthcare, but I also think it's kind of an interesting model that other large organizations in the state might try to replicate. And the first piece of this is market discovery. Now, the interesting thing about them is they're a $4.5 billion healthcare system. So, they know what their needs are, and they can help define the needs, and then they can help evaluate and provide some IP protection for those needs. They basically are a clinical platform where you can bubble up problems that entrepreneurs might be able to solve. And I remember at InnoVenture, one of the VPs of research, one of the major companies, used to tell me, John, I really don't need new technology. I got a bag full of technology. What I need are problems to solve. And so I think it's really powerful that they're going to help identify what the needs are in their healthcare system that entrepreneurs can help solve. The next level is product innovation, product development. What would the solution to this be? And oftentimes, that's an iterative process. Somebody tries to put up a solution to the problem. You go to the customer, and they say, well, that's not really right. Well, what is right? And they start to help you iterate back and forth as to, what the right product fit is for the problem. And that's a really, really valuable thing for entrepreneurs to have direct access to. And then proof of concept, market viability, when you have a working prototype, finalize that design. It's a little bit different in healthcare than it is with, maybe some other kinds of things. I mean, you can kind of put a mobile app out there and see if it works and fix it. With medical devices, there's, a regulatory process you got to go through and got to have some evidence it's going to work.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think this is nice that they are offering these opportunities to our entrepreneur network here in South Carolina. They could certainly cast their net nationwide if they wanted to.
Yeah, I think they could even cast their net globally. I know the company I'm working on, Accessible Diagnostics, is doing some work with people in the UK, people in India. I know Delphine Dean and I went to India a few years ago and called on some hospitals and clinics there and saw a company, Apollo Sugar, which was remotely monitoring the diabetic patients with cellular meters, came back to the United States, and some of the folks here were just doing pilot projects with these kinds of technologies. So, around the world, they were actually much further along in terms of establishing a business around some of these ideas. So I think you're exactly right that if they cast their net broader beyond even just South Carolina, what if we could build, a village of healthcare entrepreneurial related companies in the Midlands around Palmetto Health and the upstate around the Greenville Health System? That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? And probably the kind of thing that could scale then across the country or around the world.
Well, John, how's that event calendar looking as this year is winding down?
Well, early in the year, there's the deadline for the Small Business Administration Awards, and listeners can find information about that on our Facebook site, but probably also Google the Small Business Administration, and then the German-American Business Summit's coming up a little bit later. So two events that listeners might like to plug into.
John, as always, thanks for your time and the update.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.